B-Pod Studios.
WNKS, Charlotte, a Beasley Media Group station, home of the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. Kiss 95.1, the number one Kiss Music Station.
I just got back from overseas again, and I listened to you guys every day while I was out. So thank you guys for getting me through
giving
me to America.
Thank you, man.
Thanks for your service. Yeah. I just got the chills because that's incredible.
Do you know how I know I'm the big thing at my high school?
Is it in your Wikipedia page?
No, I don't think it's in my Wikipedia page.
What high school did you go to?
Salem High School.
They don't even have, like, you know how they tell you, like, famous people from your... They don't have
nothing.
That
section. Oh my gosh, I'm on mine!
You added it.
I didn't add
you
it.
You added that.
I didn't even know.
You
can be my new
thing. This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Good morning.
Hello.
Let me know when the show starts.
All right.
I'm still doing makeup.
I'll let you know.
Okay. Did it start yet or no?
I mean, there's nice music playing. I guess the show starts is whenever we're funny.
Welcome to a Monday. Welcome back to school, most South Carolina schools. One more week for North Carolina schools, and Union County goes back on the 26th, too, next Monday.
You know, my niece in Virginia started school last week, was her first week, and I've been loving my niece's first week of school stories.
Is she in kindergarten?
She's in kindergarten. Nice. It's her first real big girl school.
Yep.
She's already gotten upset at her mom.
Embarrassing her?
Yeah, for embarrassing her. And I'm like, Alyssa, my sister, I'm like, you're going to have many more years of embarrassing that poor child. Do not be upset that you embarrassed.
I'm starting to get like little doses of this because, you know, Cash is getting like this big personality now. And at some point this weekend, he took me by the hand, walked me out of his playroom and shut the door. Like, you little brat.
He ushered you out.
Yep.
Enough is enough.
Done with you, Mom.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, we got so much to get to today. It was Pride weekend. I did some camping. I got a funny story to share with you about that. I want to hear about the Pride weekend, though, coming up here in just a little bit. But how about a Monday morning song to get us going after a hot weekend? Maybe you did the Panthers game on Friday night. They lost, but it's only preseason.
Yeah, who cares?
Yeah, exactly. Who cares? Maybe you went to the Knights games this weekend. Whatever it is, a Monday morning song to stretch your legs, yawn a little bit, stretch your arms, and get going on a Monday. Here we go.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All right, did you see Calvin Harris when he came through?
No.
A couple years ago?
No.
Center.
I know. I'm so upset that I didn't. And I would really like to go to Vegas and see him.
Yeah.
But no. For fear that I may get arrested.
It was such a good show. He played for us here at the Epicenter a couple years ago.
Yeah.
And then he got on a plane and went to Miami and did another set.
The same night.
Yeah. And he probably made $100,000 between the two.
Mm-hmm.
Must be nice, Calvin Harris. Monday morning. Good morning, everybody. Hopefully you are ready to rock for the week. Now, listen. It was a busy weekend. Roy, Nicole, they went out and celebrated Pride weekend uptown.
Yeah.
Give us a little recap, bud. How was it?
Oh, it was really, really good. It was hot. Like so hot. Thank God I was wearing black. Otherwise, my shirt would have been a different color. You know what I mean? Like, it was just so, so hot. But, I mean, it was great. I think it was bigger than previous years. One thing that stuck out to me, I didn't see as many protesters that I've seen in the past, which was really cool.
Good.
And I saw a lot more moms and dads giving out free hugs than years before.
Oh.
Cool.
I saw a lot of that.
Did you meet a lot of MRL show family members?
Yeah, tons. Everywhere I walk. Although, it seemed like whenever I stopped walking is when they found me. Whenever I stopped, because they did. I must have had a look of...
I'm going somewhere.
I'm going somewhere. Because no one said anything while I was walking.
Did you walk the parade?
Yes.
And, oh, you did?
Not in the parade.
Oh, okay.
No. Sterling did.
You watched the parade.
But I walked in the middle of the festival to give my sister the full experience. I like to walk on the outer edges where it's a bit more open. It's like a big pile of people in the middle. But
right.
I was really there to watch my sister walk
away. Oh, good.
That's her first Pride ever. She even wore an equality shirt, which is pretty cool.
Did she love it?
Yeah.
Well, her brother's gay. Of course she's going to.
Yeah, well, she did, you know. She never experienced anything like that. We didn't have that back in my hometown.
Right. Producer Nicole, how about you? How was your Pride experience? I saw on your Insta story you were living your best life this weekend.
It was. I fifth wheeled so hard, so I decided to make a funny Instagram over it. But yeah, no, it was good. I had friends come in. I had two sets of friends come in from Raleigh. And they were super impressed with, like, everything that Charlotte had to offer. So that was really cool. I felt, like, really proud of Charlotte.
You think it was the biggest and best Pride?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Good. I did shots with Nicole and all of her friends. We went to a bar.
I saw that.
Yeah. There's even a drone at the bar. Somebody's flying a drone inside a bar.
Dangerous.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Lauren, how about you? How was your weekend?
I had a big family weekend.
Yeah?
Me and Cash most of the weekend. But like I said, I'm getting a taste now of I'm Too Cool For You. And
but he's almost two.
Yeah, I know.
No, almost three.
Well, almost three.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, he is two. But yeah, I don't know. It was just a big family weekend. Nothing spectacular. Okay. We just kind of chilled at home, went to the pool, had a meltdown, taking a walk, you know. Mm-hmm. But it's a two-year-old.
Did you put up any equality flags for us gays?
I need one.
You do?
I do need one.
Make that bad boy fly in the front yard of your neighborhood here. Your palace.
Chateau.
Put a pride flag at the chateau.
Yeah.
So I went camping over the weekend. I went to Boone with Dean and my mother-in-law and her husband. They have a big camper. And so we posted up at a campsite and hung out there. The cool thing, though, was on Saturday. Well, first of all, the uncool thing was, apparently, App is going back to school. So Friday, 321 was a disaster. That highway up there cutting through Boom because everybody's going back to school. Mm. You know,
it was a disaster here in Charlotte too. I got stuck in it.
Yeah, it was super busy. And then I went to the Walmart. I had to pick up a couple things. And out front was like Coca-Cola, a local radio station, all these like they call it a remote, but it's like an appearance for all these people. And they were giving out all this free stuff to all the college kids. I was like, well, I didn't have this when I was in college. I didn't have free stuff, like a big welcome back party.
Do you ever go to another radio station's appearance and get upset because theirs is better than ours?
I've trained myself not to look.
You're giving those away? Yeah. Must be nice.
It's either feast or famine with Kiss 95.1. We either have really cool things on the table or you're getting a keychain.
That's like worn out.
Yeah, right, exactly. That has another radio station's call letters on it. But Boone was really cool. The other thing that sucked the most was about, let's see, Hickory. I guess it was around Hickory. The temperature went from 83 to 91. I was like, yeah, we're out of the mountains.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Back into the heat that is Charlotte. So, well, coming up, Roy, Loren, producer Nicole, we're going to share a story with you guys. A woman had kidney stone pain, and she got to the hospital to get it looked at. Yeah, she got the surprise of a lifetime. It wasn't a kidney stone. We'll tell you what it was coming up in 5 minutes.
Kiss 95.1 with the Manny Roy in the Rim Morning Show. Woman thought she had kidney stones. So she went to the hospital. She ended up giving birth to triplets.
Oh, my gosh. Triplets? I knew it was a baby.
Yeah.
But triplets?
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Yeah. The doctors told her that she was actually 30 weeks pregnant and going into labor and about to have twins. When they did the C-section to get the babies, they realized it wasn't two babies, it was three.
Oh, my God.
Three was hanging out in there.
Holy cow.
I can't even believe that. I have a friend who, she found out she was pregnant when she was 6 months pregnant. She had no idea she was pregnant.
Wow.
And she found out she was pregnant. When you take a pregnancy test, they ask you to like wait until you're 8 weeks to come in. So she had taken her pregnancy test and she went in thinking she was like 8 to 10 weeks. And they were like, oh no, you're like 6 months along.
Oh, wow.
So she not only found out that she was like confirmed her pregnancy the same day, but found out the gender of the baby the same day too.
Oh my God. And didn't have any idea going in that day.
No.
Yeah. See, that's the funny thing is that woman with the triplets went in. Who knows if she has any other kids, but you know, let's say she doesn't. She goes in, no, next thing she's like, oh, my kidney, I have kidney stone, and then you need three strollers, three car seats.
Right.
Like, what? How big is this kidney stone? Oh, no, they're kids.
She must have had a wonderful pregnancy, not sick.
Right.
Yeah.
Not uncomfortable.
Had no idea she was pregnant.
I mean,
that's the kind of pregnancy I want.
Yeah.
Yeah. did she even move furniture with anyone? Or?
I don't know.
Yeah. This is the Immaculate Conception. Wow, that's a crazy story. Lorraine, what do you got coming up in the dirty?
So there's an actor-producer that wants to be on The Real Housewives, and even I'm surprised by this one. I'll tell you who it is coming up in 2 minutes.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's The Dirty on the 30 with Lorraine. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Here's 95.1.
Mama June's TV career is in jeopardy.
She still has one?
Yeah, right. Well, so here's the thing. Her relationship with Honey Boo Boo is obviously in the abyss right now. And her ongoing troubles with behavior and her recent drug arrest, the producers are not happy.
You better wear a knickknack.
So they're, she's being forced to end her TV career. Now, the recent drama has been a deal breaker for WE TV, and the producers have apparently been pushing her to get help, and she's been pushing back and doesn't want to go to rehab. So they're like, sorry, then we're done. Another reality TV star in hot water, we've been talking about this all last week, is Todd Chrisley. And his daughter, who he's estranged from, his oldest daughter, she accused him of extortion. And she also, her camp is saying that she wants to reconcile with the family. So Todd, in response, said, she's my daughter, I love her, but no mention of a reunion.
Is that the one that's married to the hockey player?
I'm
short,
not sure.
Short hair.
No. That's Savannah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think. But Lindsay's not, like, you wouldn't know Lindsay from Adam. If you saw the family, the short hair one is Savannah.
Okay.
And Real Housewives fans, Lisa Vanderpump is out. She's making her exit. And Tori Spelling wants in on the show. Tori Spelling doesn't need this right now. She's acting, and isn't she a producer on 90210?
Yeah, they all are.
So is this like a quick money grab, or does she really want to be part of the show?
She's like, finally, I'm relevant again.
Right.
Let me take advantage of that.
I got to be honest, though. I liked Tori and Dean, that show, but I don't think that she's going to fit in with the Housewives. I don't think her personality is good for the Housewives. They'll bury her.
I don't either. I agree with you. And, I was watching 90210 and trying to catch up on it over the weekend because I know Mainey's all in. And, like, the one thing I hate is when I'm watching a show and I can't talk to anybody about it. So I wanted to be able to talk to you about it. But I think all of them look so great except for Tori. She's had so much cosmetic surgery.
That's funny.
All right. That's your dirty.
All right. Thanks, Lorraine. Up next, I want to tell you guys about the wisdom I got from an 88-year-old man. Mm. I'm going to share some of those stories that he told me and something really funny that Dean said to him, my 6-year-old son. We'll do it in just about 7 minutes. You got to hear it.
Hey, want to get dirtier? For more celeb sleaze, click the dirty at kiss951.com.
Kiss95.1 with the Mainey Roy and the Red Morning Show.
I got some advice for you guys that I got from an 88-year-old while I was camping up in Boone this weekend.
Oh,
he was the coolest guy. He was about 5 campsites away from where we were hanging out and staying. And Dean and I were walking my mother-in-law's dog. And we're just kind of walking up the hill. It's like dusk. And all of a sudden you hear, what kind, just like this. He goes, what kind of dog is that?
Whoa, is that your?
That's how he spoke.
Mm-hmm. Was he Sean Connery?
Kind of Sean Connery slash, the guy from that Christmas movie.
Okay.
Wonderful Life.
Okay.
Forget who played that guy, but Jimmy Stewart, his name was. Okay. Yeah, it kind of spoke like this.
Mm-hmm.
And so he said, what kind of dog is that? And I said, it's a French bulldog. He goes, you mind if I pet it? I said, no, you could pet the dog, of course. So he went over, he pet the dog, and then he started talking to Dean.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, how about you, young gun? How old are you?
That's a cool way to greet someone.
Dean's like standing behind me like, well, what's wrong with this guy's voice? Why does he sound like this, you know? I can equate it to, it sounds like he's talking through a CB, like, shh, Roger, I 21 Chevy Fire. Yeah. He just had that shh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So Dean said, and he's like, I'm 6. He's like, oh, all right. He's like, you ever get advice from an 88-year-old? Dean goes, no. He goes, well, after this, you'll have it.
Dean's like, didn't know you could live that long.
Dean's like, 88.
88? I thought my dad was old. No clue about age.
So what did he end up telling your son?
He gave some really good advice. And I actually wrote it down because I wanted to remember it. He's like, you could follow this too. And he looked at me. I was like, sure.
You could what?
You could follow this too, you know.
Oh, you could follow it too.
Yes.
thought you said something about a shoe.
You could follow the shoe, you know. Maybe he did say shoe. He was 88. Who knows what he was thinking?
He's out of his mind.
First, you can't do anything with a bottle of, without a bottle of Jack Daniels next year. And he didn't say that.
Yeah.
But he did say the way that you start your day is super important. He told Dean, he goes, start your day every day with a smile. Look in the mirror and smile. It'll make a difference. That's what he said. And I was like, that's pretty, but that's, you know, you can laugh at it, but that's not a bad, it's not a bad bit of advice. It's not groundbreaking.
Okay, keep going. I want to hear all these.
What else did he say? He said, follow your dreams. Don't ever let anybody stop you from following your dreams, which was good. He said back in the day, he wanted to learn how to fly. Roy, you and I like flying.
Mm-hmm.
And his
airplanes.
Yep. And his wife, who passed away 10 years ago, he said, his wife told him that, you know, she was afraid for him to be in an airplane.
Okay.
And so after his wife passed away, he granted her wish and didn't learn to fly. But he now has his license. He got his license at 80 years old.
Wow. Okay.
So he has his pilot license. He said, don't ever stop following your dreams. You're never too old to make things happen. And then the other one that I thought was good, he said, keep up with your friends. Friends are the most important thing in your life. He goes, you have any friends, Dean? Dean goes, yeah, I have Sam and Luke and Bryce. Well, make sure you keep up with these friends.
I'm not on board with that.
Meanwhile, while we're talking,
that's crap.
It's a 15-minute conversation, and the dog is just pulling and wanting to like walk. And I was like, maybe can I leave Dean here and then do a lap and come back?
Mm.
And then he also said, he told me this. He said, as you get older, how old are you now? I said 44. He goes, as you get older, you're going to change your views on life. Mm-hmm. Renew your goals. Don't keep the same goals. Renew your goals. It's like, that's a good one, too.
I like that you're staying in character.
Yes, because he sounds better when he talks like this.
This whole thing sounds so weird to me.
On what level?
All of it? Just like just a stranger advice? And giving like all this like deep thought. Like someone should check on him. Like,
no. See, I think that's like an older person's move. Ew.
And let me be clear, like there was some back and forth before he started. It wasn't like a movie where we found the wisdom troll. You know what I mean?
No, but, you know, people that are older, they
like we had about 5 minutes worth of conversation before he was like, let me give you some advice.
You think he was lonely?
He was there. No, you know what? I think he was trying to get away because his campsite had about 20 people around it.
Oh, wow.
So he kind of walked off.
Well, he's too busy keeping up with all these friends. Wait, he has too many friends.
He walked off?
Well, I mean, like, he didn't walk off, but, like, there's a little picnic table area where everybody can congregate.
I'm like,
congregate.
Should we check on him? Like, is there a missing persons report out for him?
This just came out of Boone. There's a missing report for the wandering man.
Who's giving terrible advice to
terrible
people.
Terrible advice to people.
You guys are so bad. I wrote down the advice.
You thought it was
I said, I'm
going to
share this. Like, I love the advice of, like, looking in the mirror and smile every day. Yeah. How you start your day matters. Like, that is so important.
I'm so jaded. I would have left that and been like, psycho. Oh, my God.
Still to come.
You're so terrible. Got a War of the Roses for you on a Monday morning. Hannah spotted Trey at the Charlotte Knights game, y'all. Actually, it wasn't Hannah. It was Hannah's friend who spotted him at the Charlotte Knights game on the big screen. We'll find out who Trey sends the roses to. Coming up in just a little bit.
Yeah, don't go anywhere.
And we're going to bust another cheater.
Want more of the Maney, Roy, and Loren Morning Show? Listen to the show's daily podcast on the Kiss 95.1 app or Amazon Alexa. The Maney, Roy, and Loren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Hannah, you're dating Trey, but you think maybe there's something going on with someone else? Like, what's setting you off?
I've just sort of been having a bad feeling about, like, you know, Trey and me for a while, but like, what really set it off was that one of my best girlfriends was at the Knights baseball game the other night, and she saw Trey on the, like, fan cam, like, on the jumbo screen.
The kiss cam? Was he kissing someone else?
No, he wasn't kissing anyone else, but he was, like, had his arm around another girl, and they knew they were on camera, and they, like, waved to the camera, and they were, like, really chummy, she said. But she couldn't get her phone out fast enough to, like, take a picture of it for me or, like, film it for me. And so, you know, but she told me about it because, you know, she's my girl. So, like, you know, like, I asked him about it. I was like, so, you know, Lisa said that she saw you at the game on the screen. And he was like, with somebody else. And he was like, oh, like, that was my half-sister. Mm. And I'm like, we've been dating for 7 months. Like, I didn't even know you had a half-sister, let alone...
Yeah, and the fact that he's got his arm around her, I don't really buy it.
Yeah, you're not buying his answer, so you need War of the Roses to get a definite answer.
Yeah, exactly.
Hello?
Hey, I'm looking for Trey, please.
Yeah, this is Trey.
Hi, Trey. My name is Dana. I'm calling from Flowers for You, and I'm calling because I have your name and number here as the winner of our Give a Dozen, Get a Dozen promotion for this month. It's brand new, and likewise we are too. We're just trying to get our name out there, but we wanted to know if you would like to send a free dozen roses to someone.
Whoa. Okay, so I don't have to, there's no, like, I don't have to give you, like, my phone number or anything. Like, literally, I just...
Well, we already have your phone number, but...
I get, oh, that's a good call.
Yeah, no delivery, well, okay. Nothing like that.
Okay. Yeah, all right.
Perfect. Who'd you like to send them to?
Well, you know, why don't I, yeah, I think I'd like to send him to this girl. I've been kind of seeing her name's Meg.
Okay, so I'm going to send
Ew.
These.
You're dating your half-sister?
No. Why would I send someone to my half-sister? No, this...
That, Trey, that's Hannah.
You're so dumb.
What?
Trey... This isn't Flowers for You. It's the Manny, Ryan, Lauren morning show on Kiss 95.1. You're on War of the Roses.
Oh, my God. You are so dumb. You're so dumb, and I am so dumb. Oh God.
You think he's...
Yeah, can we find out if Meg is his half-sister?
Okay. Okay, I know this show. I've heard this show. Hannah, look, Meg... Okay,
Trey, let's answer some questions. How about this? You're not good at communicating, so we'll ask questions. We'll ask questions and you can answer, because I get it. You're kind of startled about what's going on here. Is Meg your half-sister?
Okay.
Just yes or no?
No.
Okay. Was Meg the person you were at the Knights game with the other night?
Okay, Hannah, with Meg, but... I didn't see you there.
Okay.
Maybe. No, you didn't have to see me there. Lisa saw you there. We talked about it. I told you. I said, who was that girl you were with at the Knights game? You said, that's my half-sister Meg. And now you're sending your half-sister Meg, air quotes, romantic roses.
I don't think Meg's his half-sister.
I don't think so either.
Super.
You just said no.
Yeah, I think it's just his well, side piece, his girlfriend.
No, yeah, so gross, not super, super gross.
I do have a half-sister. Her name's not Meg, so, like, that wasn't a total lie. Like, I wouldn't...
Like, that makes it better?
All right.
Okay.
Can I hang up on him?
Please.
Yes, please.
Okay.
Please.
Bye, Trey.
Want more War of the Roses? Listen to them on demand anytime using the Kiss 95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
You know, there's a such thing as unconventional marriages, where what everyone considers normal isn't normal in your marriage. Actress Kelly Cuoco is doing something what I think is odd. We'll discuss after 7.
WNKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
So, there's a lot of marriages, Loren, that are considered unconventional in one way or another.
Mm-hmm.
Whether maybe you sleep in different beds, or, like, I thought last week it was a little unconventional that you and Dallas wear rubber rings sometimes because, you know, you're working out and
sure. He's
in surgeries and stuff. But we need to ask you guys right now, 704-570-9595. Are you in a marriage that someone might consider, quote-unquote, unconventional, not normal?
I think Will Smith and his wife are in an unconventional marriage.
I agree with that.
They say that they're like soul and life partners, but they kind of hint that they're not.
Oh, I'll go ahead and say it. I've heard that they're swingers in Hollywood.
Yeah, and they've openly kind of said, I can't even remember how it was said, but it was kind of like, Will can do his own thing and she can do her own thing, but they're life partners and that they're soulmates and they'll always love each other and be married.
Yeah, and when they're together, they're together.
And I guess that works for them. They've been together for a long time.
Right.
Right.
Well, actress Kaley Cuoco and her husband, they say that they have an unconventional marriage. She told Good Morning America last week, the Big Bang Theory actress, by the way, in case you didn't know who Kaley Cuoco was, that they don't live in the same house. So not only do they not share the same bed, in the situation that they're in right now, they're building their dream house.
Together?
Together. But they have a very unconventional marriage, she said. For the time being, we're staying in different homes. We're not together every single day. And I think, personally, it's important. It works well for us, she was quoted as saying.
Well, so then what happens if you you build your dream home and you have to live together? Is it not going to work so well for you?
Then they get a divorce. That's Hollywood.
Hey, that is Hollywood. That's showbiz, baby.
I think there's a lot of people. By the way, if you're in an unconventional marriage, you can remain anonymous if you'd like. 704-570-9595. Give us a phone call. I think a lot of people aren't, I think that's, I'm not going to say it's common. It's not common. But I think we'd be surprised on how many people do that.
So you live in different houses?
Yeah. Because
really?
Yeah, because think about this. Let's say you're married. And let's say Sterling and I, we both have very good jobs. Sterling works for a big corporate America, okay? He works for the corporate man. And let's say the corporate man needs him to go work in, I don't know, Seattle.
Yeah, okay.
And I don't want to move to Seattle. So you have like a little long distance for a while.
That's a long, long distance.
But you know what I'm saying? The
Let me show you Seattle on the map real quick.
Is that not near Atlanta? But celebrities do that all the time. They're always doing different movies.
Yeah.
And different projects. And they're always around.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
They meet back up and...
But that's what I love about this show, because we are kind of the connection between the celebrity world and the real world. You know what I mean? Like, we're the middleman here. So we talk about the celebrity world a lot,
mm-hmm.
you know, as part of our show. But, like, what about those people who aren't in the celebrity world that have an unconventional marriage? Like, what is it about your marriage that is unconventional? Do you not wear rings because you just, that's not something that you find important in your marriage? You know what I mean? Like... There's got to be so many different things.
I married Josh from Lancaster at a Dunkin'. Everything about his marriage is unconventional.
You know, I know some people who, I have an aunt who did this and their marriage actually ended, but they would sleep in separate beds because he snored so badly and she just couldn't sleep.
Wow.
If she didn't fall asleep first, she couldn't sleep at night.
Okay.
So they just ended up sleeping in separate beds, and now they're divorced. But, I mean, I'm not saying that if you sleep in separate beds, you're headed for a divorce. That just happened to be their situation.
704-570-9595. Unconventional marriages. Give us a phone call. We'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, share with us. Let us know. We'd love to hear it.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Kiss 95.1. Unconventional marriages. Is what we're talking about at 704-570-9595. Kaley Cuoco, who is part of the Big Bang Theory, doesn't live in the same house with her husband. They live in two separate houses, and she likes it that way.
I mean, here's the thing.
I think, like, my wife would like it on certain days, too.
I would like it on certain days, too. But, I mean, here's the thing. If you think back, it's almost like they're dating again. So, like, maybe it makes their marriage more, like, fresher that way. Because when you're not living together, you forget that your husband or wife leaves things on the floor, doesn't put their toothbrush back in the holder, or gets toothpaste everywhere. You forget those like little things that annoy you.
Yeah.
So this could just throw them back into like more of a passionate relationship, because it's like you're dating again. You're not with each other 24/7 when you're not working.
I'm not going to lie. I came home from camping after 2 days. Amanda was home with Ruby, and like I came home, I fed Ruby, and I left her milk on the table and went and did something else. And she's like, really? I had the house. Like, this doesn't happen when you're not here.
Yeah. I go through the same thing. I mean, God, Dallas and I shared an office for like 3 days, and I was like, I can't do this. Like, maybe the two house thing is a good idea.
Let's talk with Sam in Spartanburg. Hey, Sam.
Good morning, y'all.
Good morning. So you have an unconventional marriage. What's going on?
So, yeah, my husband actually lives in Virginia, and I live in South Carolina, and he comes down every other weekend and sometimes every weekend, and we actually have a one-year-old.
Whoa. Did the one-year-old come while he was in Virginia, or is that his child?
It is his child. Nope. We did find the time to make a baby.
Well, let me ask you this, Sam. Like, how difficult is it for you to raise the one-year-old with, you know, dad not being there all the time?
It's definitely hard. I had a lot of sleepless nights, but and I have a really great support of friends and neighbors that have been able to help out.
And that's it works great. For you. Yeah. You're not angry with it. It works for you.
No, I mean, no, I'm not resentful. I understand the situation, and it happened, and we'll make it work. And honestly, I feel like if we can make it through this, our marriage will make it through anything.
Yeah.
So do you plan on moving, like, being under one roof at some point, or this just works for you and you're going to go with it?
Nope. Our goal is to be under one roof, I'm hoping, within the year.
Okay.
Oh, okay. So you're working towards something.
I like Sam.
It's been 2 years.
Sam tells us, like, her husband is moving to Spartanburg, and she's like, can you find something in another state? Is there something? This is really working for me.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for sharing, Sam.
Oh, but yeah, Sam lives in Spartanburg, and she makes her husband live in, like, in Charlotte, you know, just across the border.
I mean, somebody sent in a text message from Area Code 803 that said they live under the same roof but sleep in separate rooms. They've done that since they were first married.
Sleeps in separate rooms,
yeah.
Well, that's kind of a cool move. That's like when you're dating again and somebody comes over, then you get to kick them out.
Yeah, that's true. You gotta right.
go. Listen, we gotta get to a brand new senseless survey. I call this girl named Courtney and I pretend like I'm her friend at the first part of the conversation. You have to hear it. It's brand new. Senseless survey in 5.
Want more of the Manny, Roy, and Loren morning show? Listen to the show's daily podcast on the Kiss 95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Don't ever answer your phone. It could be the Senseless Bureau calling.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Now, Roy's random survey from the Senseless Bureau.
Hello?
Hey, Court.
Hi.
Court.
Hello?
Hi. Courtney, hi. Hey, it's me, Roy.
Roy?
Yeah.
I'm not sure I know a Roy.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Yeah, no. I'm with the U.S. Census Bureau. We do the questionnaires, and we survey and get data on the American people.
Oh.
Yeah. Hey, I just got to ask you a few questions, okay?
Okay.
And how many Lowe's could Rob Lowe rob if Rob Lowe could rob Lowe's?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Do you think homework is illegal because it's unpaid overtime for children?
No.
Do you think that you're ever going to look back at this moment in your life and realize how embarrassing you are?
Wow.
At this moment? maybe.
Somewhere, there's two best friends meeting for the first time. Do you think that could be us?
This is kind of weird. Who are you?
My name is Roy. You know me.
No, I don't
Do you think fast food restaurants should use the slogan, less weight, but more weight? Get it?
That's a throw off.
You were on a roll, buddy. I love that.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
All right, so marriage is a big hot topic in Hollywood right now. Mainly because Nicki Minaj, we know that she filed for her wedding license, but she just changed her Twitter handle to Mrs. Pretty, which is her boyfriend's last name. And they did have 90 days to say I do, but since she's traveling, they had to renew it. She came out and said that I've been working on my album and I've had to focus on that a lot lately. So I don't want a big wedding right now. We'll do a big wedding later. I will be married before my album comes out, but we will do the big wedding after the album comes out. So people are thinking, of course, that she's married now.
Mm.
And speaking of weddings, Justin Bieber is, and Hailey Baldwin kind of did this. They got married, and then now this fall, they're going to have their big wedding. Bieber, by the way, Instagrammed a picture of Ryan Gosling. And this was like 9 hours ago. He said, it's about time we get another movie from this man, the legend, Ryan Gosling.
Amen.
Where's he been?
Right?
With you, Biebs.
Rihanna, she could be putting out new music. She registered a song called Private Loving, and her fans noticed. Well, the co-writers actually liked the post on social media of one fan pointing it out. So we're thinking that maybe there's something new coming from Rihanna. The Rock got married over the weekend, and he is celebrating with his longtime girlfriend. They have two children together. Her name is Lauren, and they tied the knot in a beautiful ceremony.
Hey.
What?
No, I was just going to say, we talked earlier about unconventional marriages.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of unconventional to have kids first and then getting married.
Sure, and they've been together since like 2007, I think, so they've been together a long time, and they just said, I do, in Hawaii.
Cool.
Yeah. Jason Momoa, he says that he made a joke and it kind of got it away from him. He made a joke that he couldn't start filming the sequel to Aquaman because he was run over by a bulldozer while he was protecting the sacred volcano in Hawaii. Well, that was just a joke.
But he is protecting the volcano.
Yes, he was protecting the volcano, but Aquaman doesn't start filming for a while, and he says that's why I was saying the joke, and nobody quite got it.
Sounds like our show.
Right.
Nobody ever
gets
our
show. We get you, Jason. Don't worry. We get you.
We get emails and we're like, but that was a joke. All right. That's your dirty.
All right. Let's put Can't Beat Loren. 704-570-9595. She has 39 wins. A little bit of a roll. Call now. Take her down.
Hey. Want to get dirtier? For more celeb sleaze, click the dirty at kiss951.com. Now, it's time for Can't Beat Loren.
Bring it.
On Kiss 95.1.
Austin, welcome to the Manny, Rory, and Loren Morning Show.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're good. You're playing Can't Beat Loren today.
Sweet.
In the car by yourself?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Just like to know what I'm up against. Austin, let's play Can't Beat Loren.
All right, I know
that's
the lead studio.
I'm going.
On Friday, you had 20 people playing against you. Today, it's just Austin.
Yeah. Loren has opened the door. She's walking out, and the door is closed. She can no longer hear these questions.
All right, Austin and Lenore, awesome city. Liam Hemsworth is sticking close with his friends after the split from Miley Cyrus. Liam's Thor brother has also been a rock for him. Who is that? And Khloe Kardashian shared a picture of her toned abs and legs, saying that she spent this summer focusing on herself. This follows her split with which NBA player?
Pass.
Question three. Harry Styles and Millie Bobby Brown were seen dancing and having fun at an Ariana Grande show in London. Millie plays whom on the Netflix show Stranger Things?
Eleven.
What was your answer?
11.
Okay. Question four, Joe Jonas turned 30 last week, and he celebrated over the weekend with a James Bond theme party in Manhattan. He's currently on tour with his brothers, but what band was he in before that?
Can you question it, broke up a little bit?
Sure. Joe Jonas turned 30 and celebrated with a James Bond theme party in Manhattan. He's currently touring with his brothers, the Jonas Brothers, but what band was he in before that?
I don't pass.
Okay, according to sources, tensions between the Royal Fab Four started before the wedding. Word is Kate Middleton and Prince William were worried about Prince Harry's relationship with Meghan Markle. What is Prince Harry's son's first name? The newest member of the royal family.
I don't know that one either.
All right, that's all right. Come on in, Loren. Let's see how she does.
How'd it go?
He got two correct.
Ooh, okay.
That scares Lorraine.
It does scare me.
All right, here we go, Austin. Let's see which ones you got wrong and how we got them fixed. Liam Hemsworth is sticking close with his friends after the split from Miley Cyrus. Liam's Thor brother has been a rock for him. Who is that?
Chris.
1-1.
So things look good at that point. Khloe Kardashian shared a picture of her toned abs and legs, saying that she spent all summer focusing on herself. Mm-hmm. This follows her split with which NBA player?
Tristan Thompson.
That is correct, and Austin passed. It's 2-1.
All right, Harry Styles and Millie Bobby Brown were seen dancing and having fun at an Ariana Grande show in London. Millie plays whom on the Netflix show Stranger Things?
11.
That is correct. It's currently 3-2.
Joe Jonas turned 30 last.
I just think it's 8. I'm so glad I went with 11.
Oh, my God. 8. That's hilarious. Joe Jonas turned 30 last week, and he celebrated over the weekend with a James Bond theme party in Manhattan. Now, he's currently on tour with his band, the Jonas Brothers, uh-huh. But what band was he in before that?
DNCE.
That is correct. Austin did a hard pass on that one. It's 4-2.
Cake by the Ocean, Austin.
Was one of their songs.
God, yeah. DNCE, yeah. And the last question, 5. According to sources, tensions between the Royal Fab Four started before the wedding. Word is Kate Middleton and Prince William were worried about Prince Harry's relationship with Meghan Markle.
Okay, this is a lot to follow. Okay, go ahead.
Well, this is an easy one. What's Prince Harry's first child's first name?
Harry's is Archie.
That is correct. Final score, 5-2. Lorraine, you have 40 wins.
Austin, I'm sorry, that one gotcha.
Oh, it's fine.
You know what we want to hear before we let you go?
I can't beat Lorraine.
Sorry, Austin. I'm sorry you started your week like that.
It's okay.
Have a great day.
It's bound to happen.
It only goes up from here.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Lorraine Show.
You know, this is kind of cool because it's back to school for UNCC and back to school for App State and back to school for a lot of colleges, and people can hear us now. And maybe some freshmen, or if you're living and commuting, you can listen to us. Or if you're on campus, you can listen to us. We need some really good unsolicited advice for college freshmen. Like, in other words, not the easy stuff, like do your homework, go to class. Like the stuff that our parents aren't going to tell us. The stuff that you can only learn by doing it yourself. Let's do College Freshman 101 this morning at 704-570-9595. Like the real hard facts.
Okay.
All right? We'll help out some freshmen this morning. And give us a call right now. Get in on that. Help these freshmen out as we start back to school for colleges.
Stick around. MRL will be back in 5 on KISS 95.1.
It's KISS 95.1 with the Manny, Roy, and the Ray Morning Show.
College Freshman 101, we're calling this, Lorraine. We're looking for some advice from you guys, the audience, who has actually gone to college, whether you, like I lived at home and went to campus, you know, but commuted back home every day.
Right, if you're living on your own, that kind of thing.
Right, so my advice to you guys, college freshmen, would be like, try and stick around campus as much as you can. Don't do that thing where you go to class, run home, and then come back for your afternoon class, then run home. Like, try and get that college experience as much as you can by hanging around campus.
Yeah.
But that's boring. I didn't go, as you guys know, I didn't do a semester at the University of Kansas like I told my wife years
ago.
Right. And lied about it
for
years.
And lied about it. No, I didn't. Roy, Community College one semester?
Yeah, I did too, but yeah. And now I'm doing business school online.
Right.
I just started that, and I'm already, like, falling behind, by the way.
And, Manny, I kind of did what you did because my dad was sick at the time, and I stayed home and went to a local college. So I didn't get that full, like, college experience either, and I was one of those kids that would go for a morning class, go home, and then go back.
Yeah.
I never stuck around campus.
Yeah, I would recommend sticking around next time, Lorraine, when you take classes again. Hey, 704-570-9595. Let's do this. Let's do it. Like, no holds barred. Like, seriously. Let's talk about drinking. Let's talk about all that stuff, like the drugs you're going to come across.
Oh, my gosh.
But I'm serious, Lorraine. It's a, like, if we're going to do this,
yeah, I mean,
let's do it and let's get some advice out there for these freshmen who could potentially be going down the wrong path. And if we could correct one person who said, hey, I can't do that. I heard on the MRL show not to do it. I'm listening.
Let's start with Gina in Huntersville. Hey, Gina.
Hey. So when I was in college, it was hard for me to make friends. So I suggest that you stay on campus until November and don't go home till Thanksgiving, because it forces you to get through your homesickness. and you are forced to meet people and just get out there, go to those parties, and just have fun.
That's a really good point. My nanny's son is going off to Clemson, and I said to my nanny, oh, you won't see him until Thanksgiving. She goes, no, he'll be home like the first weekend in September.
Oh.
Hmm. But for freshman Gina, that's a really good point, because by the time you're a junior or senior, you're never coming home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, and my roommate my freshman year went home just about every weekend, and she missed out on making all the friends that I had, and so that was one regret that I know she had, and she saw that through other people staying around.
Okay.
Yeah, I could see where that Gina would be kind of a hiccup in your college experience.
There's a side of me that just wants to go. Like, I want to go to a campus and take classes just to live on campus for a little bit. Just experience it. You know what I mean?
Like old school. The three of us, me and Loren, producer Nicole, could come over.
I could care less about the education part. I just want to experience college. This is Maddie in Gardner Webb University. Welcome to the Manny Roy in the Room Morning Show.
Hi.
Hi, Maddie. Thanks for holding on. This is a good one. Go ahead. Tell Loren. She's going to like it.
Okay, my good one is, it's okay not to dress up all the time. I remember my freshman year, I tried to look nice all the time. And then I got used to, you know what, I have an 8 a.m. class. I've been studying all night. I'm going to wear my slippers and my pajamas.
Amen.
And, you know, they didn't bat an eye. So I got used to wearing my slippers to my 8 a.m. classes.
I noticed that, too. Even at community college, I was like, everyone's wearing, like, not...
Yeah.
Like, in high school, everyone dressed up. It was like an event. You had to show off. In college, nobody cares.
Yeah, no, I like that. I like that rule. I'm good in my jeans and sweatshirt.
Usually, if you're the one dressing up, you stand out the most at college.
Mm-hmm.
Yoga pants and Uggs, PJs and hoodies.
Heck yeah, that's how you do college.
What year are you in now, Maddie?
I'm a junior nursing student.
Oh, that's awesome. And is today your first day?
No, I've been here a couple days. I'm helping with new student orientation. Oh,
you're perfect for this. Awesome.
Thanks.
Well, thanks, Maddie. Thanks for the advice.
No problem.
All right, so let's do this. I got to run to the restroom.
Okay.
So let's play a song or two.
Okay.
And then we'll come back and we have Kayla. Hey, Kayla and Charlotte.
Hi.
It says here that you just wrote a blog about this?
I did, yeah.
So do you have some good advice that you can share, something that we haven't heard already?
Yeah, actually, it's kind of more of like a complaint.
Okay.
Just more to be careful. My roommate was not the same as she was freshman year than she was senior year.
Hey, that's
I mean, she was, okay. She was nice enough.
Kayla, but I want to hear more about that, but Manny needs his potty break, so don't go anywhere. Okay.
But don't act like you're not going to run to the microwave either, by the way.
I'll do it too. I might go in there with you, actually.
I like what Kayla's going with, though, with the roommate.
Okay, let's find out more about the roommate. Why did the roommate change?
WNKS Charlotte.
Check it out.
Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
It is time for a little college freshman 101. You're going. The school's starting up. Colleges are in. And maybe you're going to be a new freshman and you don't know what to expect. Well, the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show, we're going to help you out.
And we're not here to tell you, make sure you let the professor know how much you like the class, which, by the way, does count. Like, every professor thinks their class is the most important. They really do. And we're looking for good advice for people that are maybe going away and you're on campus. Now, Kayla and Charlotte, she says here that she just wrote a blog on this. Hey, Kayla.
Kayla.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi, Kayla. Go ahead. Tell us what happened with your roommate.
So I had this roommate my freshman year at ECU, and she seemed really great at first. She was really nice. We hit it off. We liked the same TV shows, Stranger Things. But then she ended up going out and doing drugs and drinking most of the nights. Mm. And she would come home to our dorm and be wasted, and I would have to take care of her. And she was a very sweet person, but I want to stress how important it is to always put yourself first while you're at college and make sure that your studies come first. Because I definitely put her before my studies.
Mm.
a lot of the time when she would come home and I would have to take care of her in the bathroom and all of that. So definitely just stick to your guns and keep studying.
You know, the other thing I'll add too, Kayla, is you said that this was freshman year, right, with your roommate?
Yes, yeah, freshman
so like,
year. And by the time we reached senior year, I didn't even recognize who she was when we first met.
That's what I hear a lot, you guys, is that this is good freshman 101 advice. Like, your roommate freshman year, you will not, most likely, not be friends with by the time even junior year comes around because you're put together.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
it's
you
like
didn't
an arranged
find
marriage.
It really is. And it's very rare for you to stay friends and keep the same things in common by the time, you know, you're a junior, definitely
well,
a senior.
Those years are very important. Not only do you grow yourself, but you're no longer at home. You're independent. And you really discover who you try things. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like it's true.
Yeah.
It's true. But then you meet a group of people, you know, and then I meet a group of people and they're not friends.
I don't know how this works because I didn't go away to school, but do you get to pick your roommates after your freshman year?
Yes.
Okay.
You can start doing that.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
But I think, you know
so
what happens?
Yeah, it would make sense that you wouldn't be friends with that person at the end.
Like sophomore, junior, senior year?
Yeah.
If you can do it, you live off campus and you get like an apartment with someone who you...
Yeah.
Oh, that's what everybody
along
does.
With. Okay. Yeah.
Let's talk with Hannah and Charlotte. Hey, Hannah.
Good morning, guys.
What's some college freshman advice? Go ahead.
Hey, so this didn't really happen freshman year. I actually did 2 years at a community college, and then I ended up transferring to UNC Wilmington after the 2 years. And me and my roommates, we went out, and, you know, we were 21. We got drunk. We had a good time, and we actually met, you know, some guys out at the bar. They were, like, the same age as us, so we invited them over. And while, you know, everyone's kissing and blah, 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 one of the guys actually stole my roommate's MacBook. And yeah, we had all felt so guilty for just like trusting these guys. And we actually ended up doing some detective research. And one of our friends who had dropped him off, I guess she was like the DD, she, you know, saved like the address and her the GPS was saved in her phone. And we ended up, you know, like filing a report and getting the cops involved. And sure enough, he like stole a laptop.
Wow.
And, you know,
did you guys get it back?
So guilty. We got it back. Like, you know, whatever. I don't know what happened. I don't know if he like went to jail for it or just got, you know, charged with it. But
we all felt
so bad that we all like were in agreement. Like, hey, these guys are going to come over and
yeah.
You know, we're all having
so, Hannah, your advice would be like to be careful who you trust.
Yeah,
college freshmen,
yeah,
be careful who you trust.
Yeah, just even in general, like freshman, sophomore, just people you're meeting. It's like you're having a good time and
yeah.
You've got that buzz going
yeah.
on, and then
yeah.
you think that you're going to have a good time. Most of the time, you think you're going to get a hookup out of it. Excuse me. And then, you know, a laptop goes missing or something goes missing. And,
yep.
You know, we were lucky in that case that we actually got it back and nothing serious happened. But,
right.
You know, after that, we were just like, nobody else is coming over. You know, we're just going to meet
you
at
the bar,
stay there. Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
Know,
well, thank you so.
Fun,
yeah,
cool.
I know. Thank you so much, Hannah.
Thank
yeah.
You. Thanks, Hannah.
Uh-huh.
I get in trouble sometimes because I cut people off, but there's so many people on hold I want to get to.
I know.
There's a time constraint, people.
But Hannah said her point, a really good point. Be careful who you trust. Jack
right.
knows that because he got screwed over by his roommate, Roy.
What happened, Jack?
Oh, Jack. You had the intro. You had it.
Jack.
Okay.
Jack, are you there?
No, who cares?
No.
I moved on.
Jack's roommate had God's good green earth, and Jack's gone.
He probably didn't want to use his name, and now...
But he got busted with God's good green earth in his room, and the roommate blamed Jack, and Jack got tossed out.
Oh,
yeah.
When I was a... of course, I guess I was a freshman, only did one or two semesters. A professor flirted with me, and I totally forwarded back, and I did very well in that class.
Sleep with your professors.
No!
That's what Roy's saying.
No, he is not, Manny.
That's
we just
what
got
I
a
just
text
heard.
Message from 478 that says, when I was a freshman, I thought it would be a good idea to work to keep busy. I did third shift as a stalker. Not a good idea when you're trying to study.
Now, listen, we got one from 980, and I know Loren's not going to read it, but I'm going to.
Okay.
Because this is real stuff, college freshmen, okay? extracurricular you can drink, and then there's extracurricular activities that you can also do along with drinking, okay?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
This advice says don't do any quote-unquote extracurricular activities from someone who brings them to the party unless you see them do it too. If they're not going to do their own extracurricular activities, then there's something wrong with it. That's the kind of advice your parents aren't going to give you.
Right.
And you're not going to learn that senior year of high school in health class, although you should if it's up to me. All right, we got some more calls on hold. You know what we'll do? You guys will record these, and then we'll put them up on the podcast for the wrap party today.
Okay.
And people, if you're still interested in listening to some advice for college freshmen, you can go check it out on the Wrap Party podcast on the Kiss 95.1 app.
Still to come.
It's time for a brand new senseless survey where I say, should fast food restaurants use the slogan, less weight, but you gain more weight? Listen to this brand new senseless survey comes your way in less than 5 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
The drama doesn't end at 10.
We're caught up in drama.
Listen to the Manny, Roy, and Loren wrap-up podcast for lots of behind-the-scenes fun. After the show on Kiss 95.1.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Don't ever answer your phone. It could be the Senseless Bureau calling.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Now, Roy's random survey from the Senseless Bureau.
Hello?
Hey, Court.
Hi.
Court.
Hello?
Hi. Courtney, hi. Hey, it's me, Roy.
Roy?
Yeah.
I'm not sure I know a Roy.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Yeah, no. I'm with the U.S. Census Bureau. We do the questionnaires, and we survey and get data on the American people.
Oh,
yeah. Hey, I just got to ask you a few questions, okay?
Okay.
And how many Lowe's could Rob Lowe rob if Rob Lowe could rob Lowe's?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Do you think homework is illegal because it's unpaid overtime for children?
No.
Do you think that you're ever going to look back at this moment in your life and realize how embarrassing you are?
Wow.
At this moment? Maybe.
Somewhere, there's two best friends meeting for the first time. Do you think that could be us?
Kind of weird. Who are you?
My name is Roy. You know me.
No, I don't
do. Do you think fast food restaurants should use the slogan, less weight, but more weight? Get it?
That's a throw off.
You were on a roll, buddy.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
So Jay-Z is now getting possibly into NFL team ownership. Now, this comes just after last week he announced that he was going to be working with the NFL on an initiative, a diversity initiative.
Yeah, I said to Roy as soon as that happened that it was kind of going to be a no-win for Jay-Z.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of the people that back Colin Kaepernick and our very own Eric Reid here with the Panthers feel like he sold out and he's not standing by them.
Right.
You know, how can you go to the other side? But...
And I guess I have some mixed feelings about it now in light of the ownership thing, because at first I was like, well, this is awesome. Like, he's stepping up to, you know, to initiate change. And but now, like, I just hope this wasn't a business transaction.
Yeah, but Loren, there's no African-American owners in the NFL.
So
is that a bad thing if he wants to own a team? I think that's a great thing.
No, not at all. I would just I would hope that he... You're right. I mean, I get it is a good thing regardless, but I would just hope that it wasn't calculated as a business move for him specifically.
You hope that he and the commissioner of the NFL are having some good, healthy conversations about how to help with diversity in the NFL.
Exactly.
I get it. Yeah. And that's what we have to hope he's doing.
Yep.
And I think Jay-Z would. He's a smart dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I love your Jay-Z impression. Okay. So Jamie Foxx has a new love interest, and he was spotted out with a brunette who was not Katie Holmes. The two were seen leaving a nightclub in Los Angeles holding hands, and people are connecting the dots now and saying that it's a singer slash model and his newest artist. Now, she posted on Instagram a couple weeks ago of a picture of the two of them and said, "I'm so grateful for this man." But some people are thinking that maybe their business relationship is going a little farther than it should be. And Katie was spotted out in New York City looking kind of carefree.
Okay.
Joe Jonas celebrated his 30th birthday with a James Bond-themed birthday party at Cipriani's Wall Street in New York City. He looked great in a white tux and black bow tie. Of course, his wife, Sophie Turner, was there. Nick and Priyanka were also there. It was a big family event.
James Bond theme, huh?
Yeah. You're not into that?
I don't know. You know, James Bond goes back decades. Now, everybody played James Bond. It's kind of a cool thing.
Yeah.
But isn't James Bond, like, under the radar, like, secretive?
I don't know. I think it's, people want to dress up like James Bond.
You gotta admit, if he is a spy, he's pretty bad at it.
We all know,
right?
He is. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like, James Bond is supposed to be, you know.
Yeah.
Cool.
And on the marriage front, if you missed it, The Rock got married over the weekend in Hawaii to his longtime girlfriend. And people think Nicki Minaj also tied the knot. She filed for that wedding license. And then they filed an extension because she had been traveling. She was also quoted as saying, "I will be married by the time my album comes out." And she changed her handle on Twitter to Mrs. Pretty, which is her boyfriend's last name.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd say it's happening. I mean, all the signs are there.
Right.
She also got a venue and a gown, but we're still not sure.
Well, she said that she would just do a little private ceremony before the album comes out, and then after the album comes out, then she'll have a big wedding. So they're kind of doing the Justin Bieber or Hailey Baldwin thing.
Cool.
All right.
That is the music, Lauren, that we all love, because that means that you're going to tell us what's hot, what's trending, what everyone needs to get their hands on, and it's what Lauren likes.
Yes. So, ladies, I know you've probably seen the invisible silicone bras out there, but now there's a new one out. If the girls aren't quite sitting where they should be, this one helps with sagging.
Oh,
hey.
So it's actually really cool. And it will lift the girls, and you will also not have any straps on your shoulders or your back because it is a sticky bra. And I've got all of the details up at kiss951.com. The best part, they're like $12.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So I went to Pride over the weekend, 2-day festival and parade. And it was so hot. And there was a moment that I wish I was Chrissy Teigen.
Okay.
I'll have to explain a bit more on why I want to be Chrissy Teigen.
I know.
I think I know.
There was a John Legend lookalike there.
No.
Hello. I'll tell you more about it in less than five. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, want to get dirtier? For more celeb sleaze, click the dirty at kiss951.com.
It's Kiss95.1 with the Manny Roy and the Red Morning Show. So in Charlotte, it was Pride Weekend, which is so funny because, like, Pride Month is June and we have our Pride in August, which it's so fascinating to me.
We just wait for the weather to cool down a little.
Yeah. A little. My gosh, it was so hot.
How many people did they say made it out to Pride?
I think as of right now, the estimates are at 200,000.
Wow.
And they were planning on 165.
That's awesome.
I saw it was like way bigger than I thought it was going to be this year.
It was massive. I barely was sliding around through there trying to walk through.
That's funny. A lot of people were texting us and sending us messages that they saw you guys, took pictures of Roy and Nicole as they were hanging out at Pride Fest.
One person saw me as I only rode 2 blocks on one of them bird bikes before I had to stop. I was afraid, I don't know why, but I was so afraid I was going to fall, and I couldn't continue anymore.
Probably because you had to go so much slower because of all the people. You know what I mean? I wouldn't have been able to do it either.
But while we were outside, I mean, I was outside for hours on end, and the sweat. I was drenched. Everything on me was sweating. My shirt pretty much was just glued to me. You know what I mean? Like when your shirt becomes like an extra layer of skin.
Yeah.
Because you're sweating that much.
Here's a microphone we had on Roy. We taped it to his back.
And it was embarrassing because we had so many of our radio family out at the Pride Festival, and everybody wanted to hug and take photos. And here's drenched Roy. Ooh. You would have thought that I ran a marathon, and I've been sweating for the past 10 hours. I mean,
come here, you. Let me have a hug.
Yeah. People were sliding off of me. They couldn't hold me.
So you said before we went into that commercial that you wanted to be more like Chrissy Teigen, and yes. I thought it was because you saw a John Legend.
No.
Although, I think I know what it is.
Although he's fine. No. So Chrissy Teigen got Botox in her pits.
Oh, yeah.
Because evidently it stops the sweating, and I so wanted Botox over the weekend. I was like, I want Botox everywhere.
I get it in my whole body. Yeah.
Plug up these pores.
Yeah, it's a medical thing. Yeah.
Did you know that?
Mm-hmm.
From being in the beauty industry or being in the...
Yeah, I've heard about it before. Mm-hmm. Like people that have, I think it's called hyperhidrosis, because we joke about it all the time because my son has really sweaty feet. We joke that he's going to need Botox later on in life.
Hey, maybe. I got sweaty feet.
So wait, if I get Botox on like my forehead or something, I won't sweat out of my forehead?
I don't know if it works there. It's like where your sweat glands are. I don't know if it just works.
No, it stops the wrinkles in the forehead, bud. Yeah. That's why they put it there.
If somebody needs it too, look at me.
Hey, no. If I could swing that with my insurance, though, that would be amazing. Yeah, it's a medical need. I am over sweating in my forehead.
Hey, doc, when you run this through the insurance, just go ahead and do some in the head, too. Yeah. Let's just knock some out.
Let's get a 2-for-1 deal. My armpits and my forehead.
It is pretty funny, though, to hear like Chrissy Teigen just puts it out there on the social media world. Like, hey, got Botox under my arms. I won't be sweating anymore.
Yeah, she said it's the best thing she's ever done.
It's an odd thing, though. Well, I hate to say the word odd, but it's unusual.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what did you get done that would surprise us? That it's just not the norm, maybe?
The conventional surgery. Like conventionally, you can get the girls done.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, we hear that a lot.
I don't know if this is a real thing or not, but, like, you hear it all the time that they can do, like, ab implants.
Oh.
Like they basically, and I don't even know if this is a real surgery.
No, you're right. I would love to hear from someone who did that.
704-570-9595. What's like the unconventional thing you got done that would surprise us? And you can remain anonymous. I mean,
you know, you hear about the butt implants.
Mm-hmm. Or injections.
Yeah.
The booty injections.
My mom's going to kill me, but she got her eyelids done.
What do you mean?
They were
that?
Like, she thought they were like a little puffy.
Okay.
So she went and had the surgery to like tighten up her eyelids.
Yeah, they do. Like if you have saggy eyelids?
Yeah.
They have the little surgery.
And she had that done.
It's like a mini facelift.
I was like, who are you, Kris Jenner? Kardashian? Jenner?
Yeah.
No, she still uses Jenner, doesn't she?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
704-570-9595.
I told you that I knew somebody who was born without something who had the surgery to have it made. I'll share that with you if you guys forgot coming up in less than 10 minutes.
Now it's your turn. Join the conversation. 704-570-9595. The Manny, Roy, and Loren Show. Kiss 95.1. There's more than one way to listen live to the MRL Morning Show. Download the Kiss 95.1 app to stream us. Or hear what you missed with our daily podcast. Kiss 95.1.
What are we talking? Oh, we're talking about Roy's getting Botox under his arms, y'all.
Oh, it'd be so wonderful. You know, they've been sagging kind of wrinkly.
But that's not why Chrissy Teigen did it.
No, it's because I was sweating so much during Pride this weekend. And then I remember Chrissy Teigen, she got Botox in the pits to stop up the sweat. And I'm like, that's genius. Although, there is something to be said. Where does the sweat go? Because if it's not coming out of
there.
Right,
it gets clogged.
It's going somewhere else, right?
Here's the thing. I don't necessarily think so. And again, I'm not a medical professional, and I have no idea. I've never had this done. But I would think, like, Botox is supposed to, paralyze your muscles.
Mm-hmm.
So I would think that it would paralyze your sweat glands, and you just wouldn't produce the sweat.
Not permanently, though. You would have, like, eventually Botox is going to wear off, and you would have to do it again. But it raised a good question. Roy brings up a good point, like, Chrissy Teigen got the Botox done to stop sweating under her armpits, which is a kind of an unusual surgery. So, like, what did you get done that would surprise us? Brag about it.
704-570-9595. Let's talk with Cassandra in Monroe.
Hey there.
Hi. So, what's the thing that you got done?
So, I had new breasts from my thighs and stomach tissue.
You got the girls done using tissue from where?
My thighs and my stomach.
Oh. Huh. So that was kind of a win-win for you.
Yeah, well, there's research that the implants can harm you. Uh-huh. So being a breast cancer patient, I was able to get it from my stomach and my thighs. And if I didn't have enough, then I was able to ask a friend if I could borrow some of theirs.
Holy cow.
Whoa. Wow.
Did your friend just say, slow your roll, maybe just drop it a size so you don't have to come to me?
Yeah, they were like, I volunteer as tribute.
So insurance covered that for you?
Yes, they sure did.
Wow. Good for you.
Oh, that's amazing, yeah. Cassandra.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thanks for calling. 704.
Glad you're in good health now, too.
Yeah, right? Heck yeah, I never heard of that, though.
Me neither.
That makes total sense. Yeah. And by the way, if anyone else is doing that surgery, holler at your boy because I got some.
Yeah. Take mine.
Between Roy and I, we could do half the city.
Yeah. We'll just line up.
What is the, what'd you get done on your body that would surprise us? 704-570-9595. I told you guys that I had a story to share. Someone was born without something, and a plastic surgeon actually made a dream come true for this person. I dated her, Loren, and she told me on like the third date that she was born without a belly button.
Whoa.
Oh, I've heard that before.
She was born, like, if I remember right, outside the womb. So she was, there was no umbilical cord. She was attached directly to, is it the plasma?
The placenta?
Placenta? Yeah, what's plasma? That's a TV, right? The placenta was, I guess.
I have no idea how that works.
Wrong.
I have heard of people not having belly buttons, but I've always wondered how that works because you're attached to mom through your umbilical cord. So I don't know.
I don't know.
So the point is that she was born, she didn't need the umbilical cord, so she had the stomach with, it was just flat. And I was like, Yeah, I said, you got to show me.
Did she have a scar or anything?
No scar, there was nothing there.
Huh.
So,
well, I mean, I guess the belly button's kind of a scar itself.
Yeah. Right.
I guess, you know what I mean? I guess you make the scar.
Yeah, if I remember right, Loren, I don't think there was anything there, it was just flat, you know? And I was like, wow, and she goes, but good news, I'm getting a belly button. I'm having a plastic surgeon's going to make me a belly button.
Is that, wow. I wonder if insurance covers that. Like, I wonder if that's cosmetic or if that's a medical thing.
It has to be cosmetic. Because there's your belly button doesn't do anything.
Well, you can breathe through it, can't you?
What? I hope not.
They do go in through your belly button for some surgeries.
Oh, like a whale. Isn't it like a whale? Like a blowhole?
It's not a gill down there. I'm not squirting up water like I'm a dolphin or so whatever.
Yes, I would like to put in to have my belly button made with the insurance. It doesn't cover anything. No, but you're a lint catcher for me. It's very important. Who knows where the lint would go?
All right, this is Megan in Charlotte.
Hey, Megan.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
How are y'all?
We're doing well. So you work with Sona Med Spa?
I do. I'm the marketing director.
Oh, Loren loves her some Sona.
Yes, I do love me some Sona.
I know. And I heard y'all talking about Botox under the arms as a sweat relief option.
Yeah. Yep.
Does it work?
And so we actually have a new procedure that we do in our Lake Norman office, and it's called Mira Dry, which is a permanent sweat relief option instead of Botox, which you have to continue getting.
Hmm.
But it's a one time in, you get it done, and then no more sweat and odor.
Oh, I see. Okay, that's cool. So instead of having to get the Botox every 3 months or whatever, you just get this done once, and then that's it. No more sweat.
That's it.
Okay. There you go, Roy.
But no, I have a theory, Megan. So where does the sweat go?
So when I first started, I asked the same question because when they told me about Mira Dry, I was a little miffed.
Yeah.
But actually, we have tons of sweat glands throughout the rest of our body. So it's just that these few under your arms don't sweat anymore and don't produce odor anymore.
Yeah.
So the rest of your body just will sweat.
Okay. Could you imagine, like, you clog up my armpits, but then, like, my ears sweat, and I'm constantly leaking water from my ears. Like, dude, what's wrong with you? It's got to go somewhere.
I need to reverse it.
Yeah. Can you clog up my ears?
Thanks, Megan. And,
right?
And we know Sona's been part of the Manny, Roy, and Loren show for so long. You've been such a great client and an advertiser, and we really appreciate it.
Thank you. We love y'all too, and I'm super excited to get for y'all to come in so we can meet and we can talk about more amazing procedures.
Nice. Cool. Okay. All right. Thanks, Megan.
I'll create a wish list. This is what I want done. Make me pretty.
Come in like Roy. Come out like Ryan Gosling.
There's a picture of what I want to look like.
All right. There's a new poll out. According to where did we find this? Women's Health Magazine. It's about your dogs.
WNKS Charlotte.
Check it out.
Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
You know, I saw a article in Women's Health Magazine, and it made me think of Woofer for a minute.
Oh, your dog who was 99 years old and is...
He's still at the vet, yeah.
At the Rainbow Bridge vet, uh-huh. Yeah.
He's not at the vet. He's dead. Okay, go ahead.
I haven't come to terms with that
just yet. Put your headphones out for a second. Yeah. Let me see your ears.
Okay, anyway, neither here nor there. But I was reading about all these women who say that their dogs are hurting their moving furniture life, and I thought about it for a second. I was like, yeah, I guess it does affect your moving furniture life.
Now, if you're new to the show and you're just tuning in, moving furniture is our cue for adult time, mm-hmm. by the way. That's just so kids are in the car. It's our way of giving you a cue.
But there were a bunch of people saying that they had gotten dogs and now they want to be part of moving furniture time. So when you are trying to get it on with your significant other, the dog is like... This one woman, the dog wants to be on top of them.
Whoa.
While they're doing the deed. And then other women were saying that the dog wants to just be on the bed or around or stays in the room.
That?
I have no idea.
Do they think mommy and or daddy are being hurt?
Probably. It's probably visually traumatizing for the poor dog. I'm sure that my dog, Callie... is shaking after
but
witnessing
it's not
whatever.
Like
that
dogs
was.
Don't procreate. You don't think they what's can the, figure out?
What's the big daddy and the small daddy doing? Why does he do that to him?
I'm just gonna lick myself. What does Callie do? Does Callie? I mean, do you lock her out?
No, she's just in the corner watching. It's a show.
But, you know, I mean, that's the thing is like when the mood is right, you don't like stop down and go. Okay, wait, we have to kick the dog out and put the dog outside and lock the door. And
what about you,
turn
Nicole?
Down the lights.
What does Finley do?
Finley is like, and he's always kind of been like that. It's like he'll need to be like in your personal space. So he will be on the bed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I dated this woman in California who had a beautiful white lab. And we were at my apartment in my room. And all of a sudden I was like, you smell that? She's like, yeah. She goes, oh, no. I hope the dog didn't. The dog took a massive poop on my carpet while we were in the bedroom.
Meanwhile, you're like, oh, I am their ice drink or she stinks. Something.
I hope it's a dog, too.
It was so strong. You know, the white lab was big dog. And it, too, was just sitting there in the middle of the floor.
She whispers. She's
staring
like,
at you.
I think the dog messed in the floor. Sure it is. I can't. It's been a long day. None of us showered.
Funny. 704 sent a text message and said that they were moving furniture with their husband, and all of a sudden their husband started yelling. She thought she heard him, but the dog was licking his foot.
Yeah, they did. They get all up in your business.
You know, and even if you close them out, they ruin the time, right? Nicole, you can't close Finley out because they'll sit there and scratch or...
Yeah, I don't know if Finley would, but I don't know why I haven't done that. I just haven't.
We just got a text message that, and my girlfriend's new dog does this. My dog cries and barks at the door the whole time if we lock her out.
That sets the mood.
Yeah, right?
Yeah,
you just turn up the music.
On, yeah.
That's a woman's dream, though. She could be like, hurry up. Hurry this up. I want to let the dog's got to stop barking. If you want to change gears real quick for a second, my friends married, they had to escape their kids. So they went to the bathroom and locked the door. Oh. And the kid walked in and she goes, oh, my God, what happened to daddy? And mommy was on top of daddy. And she goes, daddy fell. I'm trying to pick him up.
Oh, my God.
If dogs could talk, right?
Did you see this? And you guys are text messaging, but we wanted to I would like talk to these people. But 704 just texted in and said, my dog stares at us while humping its toy.
Oh my gosh. That's so weird. Don't look at me when you do that.
Yeah, I don't know that I would be able to continue on that way. I'd be like, all right, stop. We gotta. The dog's gotta go outside.
What's your pervy mind want to have a follow up question for?
No, I just we're getting so many text messages. I don't want that specific one. I don't have a question about. But we're getting so many text messages. Like everybody's dog does these things.
Yeah. So Women's Health was right. Yeah. Did Women's Health tell you at the end of that article what the best thing to do is? No.
No.
But get your dog a playmate. Hey, you two go in that room. We're going to go in this room.
They do suggest getting rid of your dog. No, I'm just kidding. I'm totally kidding.
It's clear the shelters, man. All right.
I'll just continue to visually traumatize my dog, Callie.
So funny.
Big Daddy, no!
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.